Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Show to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. I don't know if you know this, but in 2023, when A.J. Brown wasn't talking to the media.
Yeah.
Dude, it was so uncanny.
Thank you.
When you started talking, I said, he's not gonna say exactly what I said.
Exactly.
Exactly. The Top 5 of 5 is sponsored by Roto-Rooter. When plumbing problems hit, wrap them up quick and call Roto-Rooter. Their team tackles clogs and leaks so you can stay in the game. Roto-Rooter, your MVP for plumbing solutions.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
Oh, I scoured the old folders for all of these. Yep, this is years and years of research and hanging on Ike's every word finally coming to fruition. So what I have for you are my five favorite Ike Reese on-air mess-ups. Starting at number five.
This guy is something else. After he messed up just 20 minutes ago.
And he'll be buried.
Yeah.
It'll be buried.
Yeah, never happened.
Is when Ike Reese had his own Dick Stockton moment.
It's secure and it's legal, right? I don't know why you shouldn't question that, but yes, it is legal. There's many ways to bet. Give the audience your best bets. I just had a Dick Stockton moment there.
On the Visa halftime report, Kurt Terry, Howie, Michael, and Tony look on graphic for the final two bullet points.
Oh, so he was reading the stuff in the copy.
I read the wrong stuff I wasn't supposed to. Secure, and it's legal, right? I don't know why you shouldn't question that, but yes, it is legal. There's many ways to bet. Give the audience your best bets. I just had a Dick Stockton moment there.
Oh, the give your audience your best bets.
Oh, you went back. That was the beginning of FanDuel, wasn't it?
Ah, it was a long time
ago. Yeah, that was the early FanDuel days.
Give the audience your best bets.
I actually forgot about that one.
That's an oldie, but
that's
good.
A good one.
That is good.
I do remember that, too. Yeah. I think that's when I first started FanDuel. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Look how far you've come.
Yeah.
Well, remember when I first started, I didn't even understand the lines.
Yeah, I had to explain to Ike how all the betting worked.
What, yeah, so you're the enabler.
I was. I made him log in.
Made me
I
log
made
in
him bet.
Everything.
I was like, they gave you free credits. Just get in.
I was
in
like,
there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Not free? To gamble?
Yep.
All right, my fourth favorite Ike Reese on-air mess up. Is when he wished an icon a happy birthday.
Oh, Taylor Swift's birthday. Happy birthday, Taylor Swift.
Happy birthday, Rue Taylor.
She is in.
Happy birthday, Rue Taylor.
No.
That was a. I might have had a stroke right there and didn't realize it. Happy birthday, Rue Taylor.
Well, right afterwards, the best part was I don't think you had realized what had happened. And I said, we acknowledged it, and we said, did you hear that? And you're like, what are you talking about? And we had to play it back to you. In your head, it sounded totally fine.
It must have, yeah.
Yep.
That's why I said, I think I might have had a little mini stroke there. I didn't even realize it.
Well, I saw that hit on Miles Austin. It makes
more sense.
Yeah, it makes more sense, yeah.
Laid him out.
Yep.
My third favorite Ike Reese on-air mess-up is I would argue there's no one in the world who is more on top of people giving Eagles chance and whether they get it right or wrong.
That's bull.
And unfortunately, unfortunately,
man.
Ike had a moment.
Getting pressure up the middle of the huge.
E-S Eagles! Okay, bring that back again.
Getting pressure up the middle of the huge.
E-S Eagles!
Bro, it's ELES.
Yeah.
No, he got caught. He caught someone else started it, but they're not on the air, and he caught it midstream. We caught all of it. We caught all of it.
That is unbelievable.
Mayor Ike over here.
Hold on, give it to me one more time.
Getting pressure up the middle of the huge.
ELES Eagles! He's right. That's what happened.
Yeah.
I called it. Yes. Was that at the game? That was at the game?
Oh, yeah, it was easily one of the games.
Man, we just need Jalix Hunt to screw it up, and we can do a mega mix of you, Trent, Cole, and Jalix. All the all 5'8".
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
He's likely to mess it up.
Yeah, he could mess it up at some point. We got to trick him.
We'll get him.
Yeah,
we'll get him.
We'll get him.
But my second favorite, Ike Reese on-air mess-up, is just when you thought the Taylor Swift moment was bad. He followed it up with this golden one.
Thank you, bro. It's great job today.
See you, fellas.
All right. Thank you, bro. It's great job today.
See you, fellas.
All right.
I don't know what the hell happened there.
Thank you, bro. It's a great job today.
See you, fellas.
All right.
It almost doesn't sound real.
It doesn't.
I don't know what happened.
I know. But you haven't had one of those in a while, which I think is a good sign.
Well, now I'm conscious of it now. Yeah. Yes. I don't know, was I speaking and not thinking? What the hell is that?
Oh, my God. Oh, that's good.
I'm scared of number one.
Number one
is yesterday, right?
Yeah, yesterday to open the show. We throw it to Ike for his impassioned victory. Everyone's looking forward to it, and this is the effort we got.
Victory!
Oh, wow.
Victory!
Oh, wow. He starts coughing. That's what he gets.
It's when it goes, that's when you know he's in trouble. You know, he's slipping. He's, oh, no.
I felt that one coming. Yep. I felt it. I thought I could fight my way through it. And the worst part is I couldn't even get out of it before it happened.
Nope.
I normally could just cut it off and just, okay, that's enough.
Nope.
It wasn't long enough.
Yeah.
It happened.
There's another one.
What do you want me to do?
Let me hear that again, man. Victory!
Oh, wow.
It sounds like you're getting auto-tuned or something.
What's the coughing that gets me?
Yeah.
Man. Oh, man.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah, that was a good one. This hour is sponsored by Guy Adorn Window. Buy a window or door, get the second and half off with 18 months of interest-free financing. Call Guy Adorn Window at 877-GO-GUIDE or visit goguida.com. Emily in South Philly is also a teacher who apparently has a way to combat the 6-7 issue happening in schools. What's up, Emily?
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full-body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera,
and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Hey, everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow, it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, hello, good afternoon, fellas. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, we can hear you great.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, well, thanks for taking my call, and I really hope that Kelly and I can be the last few minutes of airtime that you give 6-7, maybe not just today. Maybe we'll go with today, a goal for today.
Sure.
I want to rep the teachers here. First, I want to say, do you guys want to know what it means and the origin, or you want to keep this a mystery?
I don't know. Do we want to know?
Kind of elusive, right, if you don't really know. I'll say that at the end, if you guys want to know the origin, I can actually explain it.
Okay.
So, kids think adults and teachers, they're not cool, right? Anything
yes.
we do or say, it's not cool. So here's my way to combat it. I say it whenever I can.
To make it uncool.
So football, we get the 2-minute warning, right? So the same in my classroom, I usually give kids a 5-minute warning for when it's time to clean up. I looked at my watch the other day, it happened to me right in the minute, and I'm like, oh, there's about 7 minutes. And I'm like, oh my gosh. All right, guys, we have about 6-7 minutes left.
And
they looked.
Yep.
Actually, before they looked and gave the eye roll, they repeated it and went 6-7, like in unison, like we practiced it. I actually tried to take a video and I'm like, can we do that again? That was really good. So just the eye roll. So now I just come up with ways, like I wrote October 7th on the board. It was October 7th, but I'm going, today is October 6-7. The ones that are sleeping woke up.
It's actually smart.
Yeah.
It's definitely smart.
Like, hey, that is a good plan.
How many stickers did you get today on your chart? 3. And I'm like, you want to know how many I got? 6-7.
And they probably hate that.
Yeah, it probably drives them crazy.
They definitely hate it.
Yep.
Another teacher walks, I'll give you one more example. Another teacher walks in my room, and I say to them, hey, Mr. D, what time did you get to bed last night? I don't know, 9, 10, whatever. You want to know what I got, the time I got to bed? 6-7. They hate, it's not cool. It's
yes.
Not cool.
So you're taking it back from them. You're saying, this is ours now. Right.
Yes. Because they're like, wait, why is she saying that? I thought we're not supposed to say that. I thought it's bad to say that. Does that mean something bad? What is this? And because they don't know what it means.
Whoa.
Yeah. Well, I think.
I censor myself so well in school that when I'm in the four walls of my apartment, anything goes.
So I think that is, it's less about the origin because it's from some song or something, but I think it's more about, it doesn't actually mean anything, right? Mm. I mean.
No, it's from the Skrilla song, Doot Doot 6-7, and it makes like basketball references sort of in the song. Like he says, shooters can't shoot and pass it here and like stuff like that. So people used that to make a highlight reel of LaMelo Ball. With the first thing on the highlight reel is his like basketball card or something and 6'7" in the top. They're showing like the juxtaposition of like this dude moves like he's 6'1 or 6'2, but he's really 6'7, and then it just took off.
Yeah. I have to tell you, even when you're saying it, it's making me uncomfortable. And that has nothing to do with you. It's just
I think it's because they did the hands, like what Kelsey got fined for, the celebration that Travis Kelsey got fined for, that like hand juggling motion, which.
Oh, he got fined for it?
Did he?
Oh, I think, I'm pretty sure he did.
Oh, maybe got a flag for it or something. I don't know.
No. I'm pretty sure he got fined for doing that motion because it was like big balls, right? Like we used to celebrate on the Phillies.
Yes.
But that like back and forth with the hands
is
now
awesome.
I don't know how somehow related to 6-7.
Okay.
So now the kids are like, wait, is it actually bad? Are we not like they don't know. They just see it on TikTok and hear it in a song.
You are awesome, Emily. I wish you were my teacher. What grade do you teach?
This is my 6th, 7th year.
I walked into that way.
So, bro, you set me up so good for that. I'm so sorry I dropped the ball.
No worries. Go ahead.
This is my 14th year teaching. This year I teach various levels of elementary school. I teach English to speakers of other languages.
Oh, wow.
I really love what I do, and that's why I can kind of explain things in ways people can understand.
As if we don't understand the language. Yep, I get it. It all makes sense now. Yeah.
Yeah, this is year 14 for me teaching in Kensington. I really, really love what I do. But I will say one thing. I'm a Sixers fan before I'm an anything fan. Basketball was my first love. And I have posters. Whenever I go to a game, I bring the posters, put them in my classroom. And so one of the kids, they know soccer, my kids. They're Hispanic. Yeah. They know soccer. I'm getting them into football and basketball now. And I have a poster of Joel Embiid on my wall. And they're like, oh, 6'7", miss. Like, the poster says 7'6". I'm like, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. 76ers, that's what it is.
Wow. Well, great work teaching. Also, great work teaching us
yes.
as well.
Yes.
Continue to make it uncool to make it go away. You're doing yes, great work in the community.
Welcome. Listen, there have been other teachable moments that I wish I had called the show for. So write a little memo next to my name and number that I'm like, you know, Emily the teacher. And, sometimes
yes. Lock that in, Fritz.
Yeah, we'll put you in there as Emily the teacher. And go Sixers.
Yeah.
Go Sixers.
We got to really spell things out for Fritz, so.
Yeah, wow. Wow, you're getting
hold on.
You're getting better and better.
I have so many students like you, Fritz, and, like, they're annoying in class, but they're, like, some of the most successful people because you've got the energy, you've got
that's
the
right.
gusto, you know, you've got the charisma.
All right.
I'm sort of like a dog. That's yes. why I get along with dogs. Same brain wavelength.
Yeah, you're a golden retriever.
Like a puppy.
You've had to lead with that for so many years to make up for your, shortcomings. And we're all different. We celebrate differences. Diversity and celebrating differences is a huge part of my classroom community. So I'm not saying this as a dig.
Well,
I don't know why they're laughing. I'm saying it because we're all different.
No child left behind, right?
Because we have different interests.
Wow.
It's not to say I don't like you. I know you need things spelled out sometimes. So I got 100%. Like, in a mountain out of a
molehill.
Yeah.
Is it hole or hill?
That was a teachable moment I wanted to call in about.
Oh,
well, I
man.
Love this. I love
oh,
this
man.
Bit.
Yeah, yeah. You got to become a regular, Emily. Please call us from time to time.
Yeah, you're always welcome.
Yep.
All right, Emily.
Thank you so much.
There, Emily the teacher.
Yeah, and you can tell because she's patient and understanding with all the kids.
Yes.
You know, you're a special one.
Yeah.
Exactly right. Dude, I think we could do a bit. Kind of like Billy Madison.
What, send you back to school?
Yes. Go to Emily's classroom.
And actually, a class for kids that don't know English yet, you would be perfect because it's almost like your first and second language as well.
Did you remember in 23?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. AJ Brown. 215-592-9494. One thing Jack is good at is telling you where to go for your appliances because it's National Appliance Warehouse.
Listen, you don't need 6 or 7 reasons to go to National Appliance Warehouse.
No, you only need
get
what,
it?
Three?
Three.
Three.
Three main reasons to go to National Appliance Warehouse. One, you're going to get the right appliance for you. They have over 100 brands, Sub-Zero, Wolf and Cove, 15,000 square foot showroom. So if you're in the need for new appliances, you look at your kitchen, it's a little sad, you gotta pick it back up, get to National Appliance Warehouse and get the right appliance. You're also going to get the best price that is guaranteed by Price Assure, which is a piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse that instantly updates price tags all throughout the store if it finds a lower price elsewhere.
That is neater than Jack gives it credit for.
You're sitting there in the store, and all of a sudden, bang, there
the price changes. It's lower? What? Yeah, because they want to make sure that you're getting the best price.
100%. Yep. And also, they're in tax-free Delaware. Their showrooms are in Wilmington and Middletown, and they always have great savings events going on. But on top of all that, they have an industry-leading service team. They are one of the fastest-growing retailers in the Delaware Valley. If you want to be a part of their team, their difference-making culture, that Mark Samakin has built at National Appliance Warehouse. All you have to do is email scott@nawde.com. That's scott@nawde.com. You can tell them Ike, Spike, and Fritz sent you. You could say, hey, 6'7". Like, whatever could possibly help you get in the door, that is what you should do at National Appliance Warehouse to work there. So visit nationalappliancewarehouse.com or stop by their Wilmington or Middletown showroom in tax-free Delaware, and as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
All right, 215-592-9494. Bam and Upper Darby here on WIP. What's up, Bam? Bam. Bam.
Bam.
5, 4, 3.
There he is.
Bam.
No.
Nope.
The return of Tasty Cake Dom. You're on WIP. What's up, Tasty Cake?
Hey, Spike. How are you? Hey, Ike.
What's up, Tasty Cake?
How you guys doing?
Doing excellent. Having a silly show today. Having a good time, as we always do.
Always a great show.
Yep.
Spike, the reason I called in is I 100% agree with you that those Sixers didn't win it. But what I did want to just say is, as a lifetime Sixers fan, those series against Milwaukee and Toronto, that was the most riveting basketball I ever saw in my life.
Those were awesome series, absolutely.
Yep. I mean, Vince Carter and AI trading 50-point game. I mean, it was just unbelievable.
Yeah, absolutely. They were great series.
That's even more than the step-over, Spike. I remember that more than the step-over.
They were. I was sort of being tongue-in-cheek, but it is. Yep. I do think, like, as a city, we were at this one point before the Super Bowl and before 08 where the greatest teams we look back on were these teams that didn't win, you know? We had the 93 Phillies and the 01 Sixers and then, no offense, Ike's teams. but I think...
No offense taken.
Yeah, I just want to move... I don't want to not remember the team, but it... Like, I feel like we're a little bit past that, and I...
Well, we aren't.
But I don't know.
Some of us are still holding on to it.
Yeah, well, yeah. I don't know. It's fine. Everybody loves that team. It was a great team. It was a lot of fun that year, absolutely. It is more a frustration that the last 12 years has not given us a... There have been memories, but not a new memory to wrap our arms around. It's more of a frustration of that than it is anything against that particular team.
And Spike, Friday night got me.
Got all of us.
It got me. And the one thing I wanted to ask you about is that Dominic Barlow, he sniffs the ball. Like, he's like Reggie Evans, right, Spike? Can he be impactful, like, during the like, the guy is a rebounding machine.
Yeah, I like him a lot. I like the fact that he rebounds really well without being particularly like big or physical. He's just smart. He goes and he gets it. He knows he's on a two-way, and that's his way to staying on the team is rebounding. He's good positionally. I think he's got pretty good basketball sense too. You know, he throws good passes. He knows when to cut. The problem is he can't shoot, and so it limits. The most power forwards in the NBA at this point can shoot. They can shoot corner threes. And he can't shoot, at least to this point in his career, he hasn't been able to shoot corner threes. So on the Sixers right now, it limits the line. It means you're probably not going to play him with Edgecombe. You're probably not going to play him with Oubre. So it sort of limits, you're not going to play him with Bona, right? Because Bona can't shoot either. You're not going to play him with Drummond. So it sort of limits the spots you can play him. But I think... Look, if he wouldn't be the first player in history to not be able to shoot a corner three and then figure it out. But ultimately, for him to have real significant minutes, he's going to have to shoot that. I think he could play 8 or 10 minutes a game at this point, specifically until Watford comes back. We haven't seen him at all. And I agree with you, he's been good. But he's going to eventually, he's going to be able to need to shoot, you know.
He has to add that to his
That's
game.
The thing. I can't think of one power forward in the NBA at this point that doesn't shoot corner threes on a real team. They can all do it because that's the position that ends up open. Mm-hmm. Like that it is the four that ends up open in the corner. It's how PJ Tucker's only PJ Tucker's only offensive value is standing in the corner and shooting threes when it's open. So if Barlow can do that, he's long, he's a good rebounder. I think they might have found something there. He's only on a two way, whatever. He's going to need to be able to shoot corner threes to really last.
Yep, and I have to say, a three guard thing did not excite me. I'm completely eating crow. I like. Friday, that first half Friday, Spike, you know, it's a preseason game, you know, da, da, da. I mean, BJ, he has such a sniff for the ball.
VJ.
Like, it was unbelievable.
Yeah, and you know what? We say three guard, but Grimes, 30% of his minutes in the NBA have come at small forward.
Small forward.
He's 6'5", 6'6". Most of those threes are 6'8", whatever, 6'7". But it's not that bad, you know? And then once we have McCain back, I think there are a lot of combinations there. I'm pretty excited, too. You know, I thought that was the first time in the preseason that they looked, you know, not coincidentally that they had Joel on the court. But everybody...
Well, of course. He's everything.
Maxi looked great. VJ looked great. Everybody looks great. They look, if he's on the court for 45 or 50 games, we're going to have a real season this year.
Right. And you said, Spike, that the next day he participated in the practices and everything. Like, there was no swelling. Right?
No, so, no. He was a full participant in practice. That's great news.
That's gigantic.
Plus 1,200, tasty cake. Let's go.
To win the East?
Yep.
Yeah, to win the East. There you go.
And let's pound the Celtics into sawdust.
Oh, that would be great.
That always is a great thing for to happen for me.
Yeah, unfortunately, the Celtics, here's what's going to happen. The Celtics are going to stick around all year. They're going to be around a 6-7 seed. Oh, I didn't do that on purpose. And then Tatum's going to friggin' come back this year. I know it. I knew he had an Achilles. I just saw him dunking the other day online. They're going to bring Tatum back, and then all of a sudden, but, you know... we have a chance, Tasty Cake. Thanks for the call, buddy. Good to have you back.
They better be careful with Tatum.
Yeah, they should.
Rush him back. He could be gone for next year, too.
At 100%. They've already, and Halliburton, who had the same injury, they've already ruled him out for the year. But
right.
Tatum seems pretty intent on...
That's because he don't want Jaylen Brown to take over that team.
That team, yeah.
That's what that is.
Yep. 215-592-9494. What do we have? Oh, we have our fantasy update with Buzz next. Also, got to talk to Kelly, the teacher, about 6-7. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including ARC. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath, and will you let me say, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
The WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz, we'll get to Commissioner Buzz's fantasy update right after an update on the Twitter question, which is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is celebrating their 44th anniversary with an up to 70% sale on diamond jewelry and more now through Saturday in store only. Do you know what 6'7 means? 69.8% say no.
Buzz, nice.
Buzz, you're too old for 6'7,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I'm too old. Okay. I mean, I've seen the, I heard the last segment. I've seen the LaMelo
right,
ball
right,
thing.
All right, enough. Let's get to that. All right. Okay. All I wanted was, yes, I'm too old.
Yes, I'm too old. I kind of know what it is.
No.
You'll get your 4 minutes or whatever on Fritz at 6 tonight.
Yeah.
We'll break down 6-7. Really quick, next time you want to try and fool Elliot that I had that, I'll just record it.
Yeah, but we wanted to do it without you knowing too, because the goal was if we could do it and have someone pick it up and for you to just
like,
see your
hell?
Phone that you broke the Brandon Graham story, 2.5 weeks ago would have been... That was the part of it was you not doing it, I thought was even better.
You had me going for a second. Like, did I mention Brandon in that show? Did I just slip into Eagles talk? Like, maybe they need Brandon Graham? I don't know what you had.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to fantasy. We'll start with you, Spike. You were taking on the number one team in the league this week, Marcus. Spike, you picked up Aaron Rodgers off the waivers. You ended up needing a quarterback. You got 32 from him, 26 from JSN, who is emerging as, you know, one of the best receivers in the league, 18 from Cam Scataboo. Simply not enough against the number one team in the league. Marcus, 32 for Mahomes, 39 for McCaffrey, 29 Trey McBride. A 153-148 win for Marcus, who is a freight train out of control right now. Spike drops to 3-4.
Let me just say, I'm so proud of my team right now. I really am. With the amount of injuries we had, with Josh Allen on the bye, we put up 148. And I'm going to take, this is on me. I left Leggett on the bench, and he put up 24. I don't leave Xavier Leggett on the bench. I put that friggin' wide receiver from Miami, what's Malik Anderson. Guy stinks. This is on me. My team.
Malik Washington. Yeah.
My team put up, we had a lot of heart this week. Yeah. This is on me.
I can't fault you for not playing Leggett, though.
Yeah, I know. That's
yeah,
I was,
I yeah.
He had a bad season so far. Yeah. But it's on me. It's on me. But I was proud against the number one team. My team showed a lot of heart.
Oh, always encouraging you guys.
Yep.
Yeah, what a motivator.
Look. We're going to get Pearsall back. We're going to get Wilson back. Tyrod Taylor is going to be in there now.
You can still make the playoffs.
Oh, I think I'm going to make the playoffs. I still have a lot of confidence
in my team. Yeah. Let's get to Jack, who's taking on Derek.
Yeah,
finally, a real successful week for Jack. I'll tip the cap.
The little engine that could.
Oh, he's back to that now. Yeah, not giving up on it. Interesting. 29 from Dak, 26 from Devontae Adams, 26 from Jahmyr Gibbs, 25 from the Browns defense going against the Dolphins.
Ooh, that's a big one.
What a pickup.
143.
Threw it right to the guy for a pick six.
Yep.
He wins 143-100 over Derek.
Oh, so still less points than me. Okay, all right. And his biggest
I'm looking at he basically won with four players.
Yeah. That fraud George Kittle got me nothing.
Yeah.
He did a lot of blocking. With George Kittle getting no points,
George Kittle did a lot of blocking this week.
Yeah.
For McCaffrey.
Sure. How about my boy McCaffrey? Back.
Oh, yeah.
That was CMC.
Yeah, it buried me, but yes.
Let's get to Ike. Ike taking on RC.
I tried to delay this as
much
as
you could.
Yeah.
Certainly a winnable game for Ike as he attempts to get back in the playoff hunt. I'm watching the Eagles game Sunday, seeing A.J. Brown go off for 28.
I felt good that time.
Yeah. I was like, wow, he actually left him in. The loyalty's paying off. Yep. Drake May is 27. Cortland Sutton had 16 in the Broncos come back against the Giants. But no one else on Ike's team did literally anything.
I mean, diddly poo.
Literally diddly poo. He loses 132-104, and he also fell short of the projection this week. So no moral victory Tuesday for Ike.
Yeah, that's true. Not even. Yeah,
can't even claim that this week.
I mean, I'm so tired of Ashton Gentry.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. He was. Yeah.
Does he have one touchdown? Has he done anything?
And he's bitching about the Raiders today already.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, this dude. That might have been my worst pick, and he was my first pick.
Quite a premiere for Chip this season for the Raiders.
That was terrible. Yeah. Geno's regressing.
Yes, he's having the worst season of his career.
Nothing from Jameson Williams.
Oh,
not even a catch.
No. Nah. Mm. Too many mouths to feed on that team.
Man.
And they run the ball.
Wow. 104.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Chalk it up, Ike.
It's tough.
Getting late early.
Yeah.
That's true. Go on with your rankings.
All right. Yeah, well, hold on. Other quick takeaways from the week.
So, oh, geez.
Ricky pulled out a huge win around 1:30 a.m. last night. He got 18 from Dalton Schultz to complete his comeback 157-154 win over number two Dustin. That was a pretty close game.
Ooh, another L for Dustin. That's two in a row.
Ooh, hate to see it.
I know.
Yeah. I guess he's not dominating his 9-year-old cousins anymore. Or
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
He's getting dropped in the rankings in just a little bit. And Spike Eskin, for the first time since he's been hosting this show, I believe, not sitting in a playoff spot. And I need to explain why.
He should be out of the top five.
Well, we're going to get to that in a second.
I'm fourth in points.
But I need to explain why. I actually need a ruling here.
Okay.
So Bam had Jacoby Myers in it as flex.
Okay.
Jacoby Myers was ruled out prior to the game. They were playing in the 4 o'clock window against the Chiefs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bam sends me a text at 8 o'clock Sunday night.
Oh.
Yeah.
And goes, can I switch Jacoby Myers out for Nick Chubb?
Yep.
I couldn't get in contact with Kevin, his brother. He's in the same text chain as me, so it's me, Kevin, and Bam. He goes, I called him multiple times. He never answered. And then Kevin responds and goes, yeah, I missed all the calls, so he couldn't get Jacoby Myers out. He wanted to put in Nick Chubb, who put up 2 points, and that would have been the difference, so Yoshi got a free win.
Oh. Well, I'm sorry.
Yoshi got a free win?
I'm sorry,
because,
Bam.
Because Bam's...
It is what it is. You know, look.
That's how I ruled, but I needed a ruling from you guys on that as well.
Yeah, it's not happening, Bam.
Sorry, Bam.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, we rarely give any leeway. Yeah, you missed the boat,
yep.
Brother.
I'm sorry, that's the way it works.
So Yoshi jumps ahead of Spike because Bam couldn't edit his own line.
I'm not worried about it. I'm not worried.
All right, let's get to the rankings. We're going to go 1 through 5 here. More suspense at the back end yet again. Number one, going to stay Marcus. He just keeps winning. He won 153-148 over Spike. Ricky, with the win over Dustin, moves up to number two.
So he
is up from number four. He's now at number two. Dustin, he gets the drop down to three because
about
of his
time.
Loss to Ricky.
Yep.
Again, now just two losses in a row. George, he is in at number four. He got a 137-109 win over Tony. And back in the rankings this week, because Spike lost and he won, had a legitimately good week, is Jack Fritz.
Yep. My team's better than Jack.
The little engine that could. Smoke and mirrors.
Jack hasn't outscored me 1 week this year.
Yeah. Check the.
I'm fourth in points in the league.
You know what I've outscored you in, though? Wins.
Get out of here.
Win loss column.
Yeah.
Your team doesn't pass the eye test.
Yeah, well, I don't care.
Yeah.
My little engine that could.
I'm going to be in the playoffs and you're not.
I don't care.
You do care. You only care when you win.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah.
When he loses, he's like, I didn't pay attention
this
week.
Oh, yeah, bad team. I don't know what to do. All right. Well, Buzz, we tried to elevate you today. We tried to elevate your profile.
I appreciate it.
By making it's man, we had Elliot. I wish
he was there
could have
for
seen
a second.
His face.
I did. I saw the videos.
Yeah, his eyes. I had him. Damn it! Battle.
Stupid battle.
Stupid battle. All right. Great job, Buzz.
Thank you.
All right, brother.
215-592-9494. You know what else? You know who else does a great job? The staff at Dogs and Cats Rule. Oh, that's right. If, you know, you have a pet and you got to get that pet new food or you got to get them a supplement or you don't know what to get. And then you go to Google and you're thinking to yourself, I don't know. There's so many different answers. That's what's great about the staff at Dogs and Cats Rule. The lead dog, George Perenni, has put in all 7 locations. They have the answers. It is not your typical staff at a pet store. No offense to the other ones, but these are above and beyond. They know the product super well. They are patient, right? They'll sit there and talk to you as long as you want about your pet, and they are kind. They will get you the answer. You will walk out of Dogs and Cats Rule feeling good that you know you have the right food, you have the right supplements for your dogs or your cats. And while you're there, maybe officially licensed QB1 jersey, officially licensed Saquon jerseys.
Baker jersey?
They don't have Baker jerseys, though I did search the internet for one, but couldn't find one. Love for them to get up at Dogs and Cats Rule. Toys and treats, whatever you need, one of the 7 stores for Dogs and Cats Rule can help you. 5 in PA, Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, and Bluebell. 2 in Jersey, Pennington, and Princeton. Dogsandcatsrule.pet is the website. Dogs and Cats Rule. Shop small, shop local, shop family. Kelly in Bangor, Maine. Is that where you are? Kelly, you're on WIP?
Hi, guys. No, I'm in Bangor, Pennsylvania.
Oh, never heard of Bangor, Pennsylvania. Where's that?
Yeah, it's Bangor, B-A-N-G-O-R, and we're close to the Poconos, actually.
Okay, Bangor. Okay. So you are a teacher as well, dealing with the 6-7 epidemic.
Yes, and I teach the grade right before 6-7.
Oh,
that's got to be nauseating.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait till they graduate. Yeah. I mean, they're going to be all jokes at the graduation ceremony.
Oh, my God.
It's, Yeah, it's rough. And like Emily before me, I started doing the same thing that she did. I started participating with it, and it's not quite as funny anymore. I mean, they still do it, but it's not like nauseating like it was before, because it's not cool to see your teacher that you're with all day long doing the jokes. And
yes.
Especially when you do the hand motions and all that stuff. It's just not as cool.
Yeah, that is the way. That was a great, great thought from Emily, the teacher there, is that if you just start doing it, it will ultimately become uncool, and then they'll just stop doing it.
Yep.
This is... You know, you're there to help them learn. You are, you know, a role model, all those things. But it's also war in there. And if they're going to come in 6-7 all day, you got to do something about it, you know? So
yeah, it's these TikTok trends. I mean, they learn more, unfortunately, from social media than they do in school anymore, because it's taken over their lives. So,
yes.
I mean, we have fun with it, you know, when we can. We don't want to squelch like their humor and everything, because I mean, they're still kids. They're 10 and 11 years old, so we still want them to have fun with it, but and we do, you know, we do have fun with them. But yeah, it got to the point where you couldn't say the page number, you couldn't say anything with the, you'd have to just,
God, kids sound so annoying.
Wait,
yeah, I would just hold up the page and say turn to this page, you know, because you couldn't even say the numbers.
You know what it reminds me of? When I think it was eighth grade when I moved over to Episcopal. The kids did this thing one year where when the teacher would turn toward the blackboard or whatever, everybody would inch up their desks a little bit.
Oh, my God.
And they would keep doing it till finally the teacher would turn around. And the desks were like 2 feet from them. That was also very annoying. But, man, kids love being annoying.
Yep.
Yeah, which
well,
is...
I remember being in school, somebody would start the coughing. Did you guys ever do that? And
no.
We would just like, yeah, it was like a chain reaction. Like one person would cough and then the next one would cough. And then we would just all be, yeah, that was way before COVID, obviously.
Right.
I smell the next question for tomorrow. Oh. What was the most annoying thing you did in elementary school?
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Oh, everyone had it.
Well, yeah,
but
it was...
I also just wanted to say, as sad as I was to see BG leave, that's how excited I am to have him back.
Oh, that's
okay.
Good. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
I mean, an
yeah.
all-time eagle, you know,
yes.
Without question.
And I had the greatest pleasure of one of the best days of my life was when I just happened upon him at Dorney Park over the summer.
Oh, that's cool. Well, yeah, BG's always nice to everybody. I'm sure he was great.
He was. He was doing like a promo shoot for something he was helping with, some type of kids organizations in the area. And he was also promoting his BG Day at Dorney Park, where it was like a meet and greet kind of thing. So I was just walking and walked by a ride, and I saw a few people crowded around him, and I'm like, he looks really familiar because, you know, he's out of uniform and everything. And I'm like, I kind of slyly took a picture and sent it to one of my adult sons. And they were like, Mom, that's BG, you know. So I started shaking. I went up and I was like, can you please shake your hand and get a picture? I was almost crying. I was so excited.
Oh, yeah. BG is one of those guys. And thank you for the call, Kelly. Thank you for checking in. From Kelly from Bangor. Yeah, BG's one of those dudes that you meet out in person. He's always, always awesome.
He's going to hug you.
Yep. Justin in Tennessee.
He's a hugger.
What's up, Justin?
What's happening, fellas? How y'all doing today?
Justin, what's up, brother?
Boys, I tell you what, I'm on Tony Vitello watch down here, hoping and praying our coach stays in Knoxville instead of going to San
Francisco. He's staying. He's working the Giants for more money. But, yep.
Well, here's the thing, though, that I really wanted to get at, and I've been in and out all show. Y'all have had a heck of a show today. This 6-7 thing, I tell you right now, I wish AJ'd go in there and say 6-7, and Jordan Mailata or BG'd give him an 8-9 right upside the head. Because I'm tired of all these dadgum cryptic tweets and Instagrams and stuff. This is my thing, guys. He is a captain. He's a captain of the team. I know, like somebody mentioned earlier, that maybe he was supposed to have talked after the game the other day, and he didn't. But I don't think Lane Johnson talked either.
He did not.
But
no. He
is a captain of the team. They've been force-feeding him the ball the last 3-4 games straight since all this crap started.
Yep.
You know who was the captain not last year but the year before? Devontae Smith. And they took his captain badge away from him last year.
Don't know
and we
why.
Ain't heard a peep out of Devontae. We ain't heard a peep. Not a word. Now, he may be saying something behind the scenes, you know, expressing his feelings and frustration behind the scenes,
mm-hmm.
but it's behind the scenes, and we ain't seeing it, we ain't hearing it.
Yep.
And I'm tired of this crap. I mean, you're one of the top, what, 3-4 paid receivers in the league. They gave you a new deal. They're paying you. Yes, I know you have a legacy. You want to make it to the Hall of Fame. Shut your damn mouth and win another Super Bowl, and that'll help your Hall of Fame resume.
Michael Irvin got in. It wasn't because he had a bunch of catches. It's because he won 3 Super Bowls.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. That's what I was about to say. If Eli Manning can get in with a 500 record, it's because he's got 2 Super Bowls.
If Jalen's going to get in one day, right?
Oh, no. Be quiet.
Wow. I ain't going that route right now. I'm sick of it, guys. Yeah. I am. I mean, this guy, he's a captain. Everybody likes him and all this jazz. Man, you don't do that if you're a captain of the team. You don't throw your quarterback under the bus or make vague comments out here left and right every other week. He had 4 or 5 catches for 120 yards and 2 touchdowns. And if he wanted more, the jackass should have just not slid. He should have just tried to score on that last one. If you want more, run. You had the opportunity to run to get your 3rd touchdown that day. You're a big, bad man. You're strong as I'll ever. I could never be strong.
I'm actually surprised, that he didn't try to score on
that play. The team move was to go down, right?
The team move was to go down.
Yes.
But if he wants to pat his stats, he could have trucked and stiff-armed a couple of cats and possibly made it from there.
Yeah.
I ain't saying he could have, but he had that opportunity. And it's exactly what y'all said to start. It's going to come out tomorrow. Somebody's going to say something. Y'all don't know what y'all be talking about. It's what it's going to be. I'm tired of not knowing what – don't say nothing. Say, welcome back, BG. Great win, guys. We're back. We ain't losing no more. It ain't like – I thought Jalen said – when Jalen said we ain't losers no more, I thought he said we ain't losing no more. Like, that's it. We're done. We ain't losing more. But that's how I took it. But it was hard to – understand, you know, with all the racket going on when they was going in the locker room. But yes, just repeat what Jalen said. We ain't losing no more. Welcome back, BG. I'm trying my best not to drop an S-bomb. You know, I'm bad for the S-word, but I'm telling y'all, man, I'm frustrated. I'm over it. And I guarantee you, I don't think he'll be back next year. They have to be pulling their dadgum hair out with him. They have to be. And I think he's just forcing his way out somehow or another. But I don't know. Like, I heard Elliot with the dead cat talk and all that junk. That's,
well,
oh, they'll work their way around that.
That is the last. That's not what I'd worry about. Yeah.
That's the Fugazi stuff. But real quick, I want to shout out the VP, Kimberly. She has sent my wife a wonderful care package of cookies that we received today. My wife's going she's going to have a surgery next week, and we're kind of going through it right now with some stuff, but VP, love you, honey. You're the best, and I'm going to get off here and let you. I just had to get that off my chest. That dude is a captain, y'all, and they took the captain badge away from Devontae, and Devontae ain't set a feet. But anyway, that's enough of me. I'm going to get off here. I love you, boys. I'll holler at you later.
All right, Justin. All right, Justin. Love you too, buddy. Hold on. Did Devontae not have a C on his chest this year?
I don't remember. They have like 15 captains this year.
It was a thing last year.
I know last year he didn't. I thought – maybe.
I don't know if they put him back on this year.
Because Saquon's on this year.
Yeah.
And he wasn't on last year.
There are a lot of captains for the Eagles.
Yeah, you got Jake Elliott.
So.
Well, BG leaving opened up a spot.
So the captains this year, Jalen.
Did he get the C back on his. I think he does.
Take it from AJ. That'll go over well.
I just think you just add a gold C
so
to
it. So it's Jalen, Saquon, AJ, Lane, Mailata, Bond, Blankenship, Elliott. So no Devonta.
Yeah.
Okay.
The text line is brought to you
by 8 captains, and he's not one of them.
Yes. Okay. And AJ is.
AJ is. Yeah.
Well.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Don't worry, Ike. Me and those thick thighs that you always say you love are still alive and well. Ken Griffey Jr.
Well.
I was actually worrying about the non-Seattle
senior.
I knew
Ken Griffey. Senior, yes. Well, senior actually played in Seattle, wouldn't he?
Oh, did he? Oh, I thought they played together in Cincinnati. They played together in Seattle.
Okay.
What?
Well, wasn't Griffey like... early mid-30s, and when he went to Cincinnati?
Oh, yeah, that wouldn't make any sense.
Yeah.
His dad would have been in his 50s.
Moment.
Yes, I did.
Well, his dad
did
play for the Reds. Yes. But it's not at the same time.
Yes, yes, yes. But I thought it was for some reason.
Which is why he's from Cincinnati.
We're roasting Spike right now. Yeah. I already got to deal with Emily the teacher. All right.
My bad.
Did you know?
In 2023.
Yeah. What's next?
This show has never sounded older than when they discussed 6'7 and decrypting what a mid-20s guy posts on social media. Frank and Ardmore.
Eat it, Frank and Ardmore. Eat it.
And we had a beautiful show at 6'7.
Yeah.
We a lot of community.
Yes.
People helping people.
Yes.
We got to nip it in the bud.
Yes.
Yeah, and listen, there was no way, as much as people were like, oh, yeah, they're going to talk about the AJ thing. There was no way we weren't going to discuss the AJ tweet.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. If he doesn't tweet, then we won't discuss it.
Yes. It's very easy to not discuss AJ Brown cryptic on social media as if he stops doing it.
Yeah. There's no way that was getting ignored today.
Yeah. Yeah. He's what is he? Being used but not being used? I don't know. What's whatever that is. What's next?
I'm also tired of the passive-aggressive routine.
Mm.
Jack in the producer booth after Ike's daily 2:30 Tupac reaction of first rapping along with the song and then telling a story explaining why it's actually only his 42nd favorite Tupac song.
That's not what I was saying. He has a lot of albums. And All Eyes on Me. I love the song. Don't get me wrong. That album is probably fourth.
It's 2:30 Ike's least favorite Tupac song.
That's the new bit.
Yeah. No, that was a good song. That's a good song.
That's a good song.
That's a good
song. Beat and everything.
There is no such thing as a bad Tupac song.
That's right.
Unless it's on the Strictly for My.
But that's
album.
A good album. Eh. You should revisit.
I believe me, I've heard it plenty.
Holler If You Hear Me is on that good
yes.
song. Five Deadly Venoms, good song.
Nope.
Oh, come on. All right, what's that?
Phillies fans, when Nick Castellanos is an obvious jerk. Get him out of town, bum! Eagles fans, when A.J. Brown is an obvious jerk. He's actually a great teammate, and the phrase he used goes back to ancient Rome and means, I love my quarterback. Alex in Lancaster.
They do. They will do anything to not have this AJ thing happen. I understand it.
I understand it, too.
Yeah. We're all sitting here.
I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, we are with you.
Yes.
But we're not the ones that's unhappy, seemingly.
No. I don't want it to happen anymore.
Yes,
I don't want to talk. Even people think, oh, you love. I don't want to talk about it anymore. I don't. I wish he would stop doing it so we didn't have to talk about it anymore. What's next?
All I have to do is subscribe to 10 magazines and I get $10 million? Let's go! Yoshi getting tricked even in the 80s with the publisher's clearinghouse envelope in the mail.
Come on now. We all fell for it.
Yeah, at one time or another.
I fell for it, for sure.
You may have already won.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I fell for it.
Oh, really?
You get that envelope in the
mail?
Yeah. I don't know. I may have been 10 or whatever. You see that $1 million on there. You're like, Mom, we're rich.
Gave it to a 10-year-old.
Or, you know, you get the mail out of the mailbox. Yeah, yeah, man. Yeah, I remember that. I remember that in the 80s. Yeah.
I miss when I liked
that
Ed mail.
McMahon?
Yes.
Yeah, that was Ed McMahon.
No, Publisher's Clearinghouse was Ed McMahon. Yep. What's next?
Guys, I have an idea. What if we reached out to some of the guys from the 2001 Sixers team to pay tribute to them? Jack, during the break after Chuck's call, still not listening to the show.
The 1 second I don't listen to the show.
Yeah, the 1 second.
I'm assuming that you were answering the phone.
No. He just wasn't listening.
He just wasn't listening.
I was doing something.
Wow.
I mean, I was usually pretty good at multitasking.
Well, I'm looking right at you. Yeah. But, what the hell were you doing in there?
But the thing is, he heard us talking about it. So how could he know that we're talking about it if he's not listening? He just tunes me out.
It's easy to do.
Yeah.
This is basically what my brain was doing.
All right.
Oh, now shot at me.
Yeah, there it is. In the corner. What's that?
I was actually on a football team with similar problems. LL Cool J was the running back, and we got into a big fight. And we only turned things around whenever Coach Al Pacino gave an incredible pregame speech. OG Wade still telling real stories from his life.
Say the guy went to prison for life?
Yeah, the guy who had a problem with.
Who he had a talking to.
Yeah.
On a semi-pro football team.
So OG had a talking to that guy, and then that guy just went to prison for life.
That guy went to prison for life.
Wow.
Wonder what for.
Wow, he should write a book. Is there Fritz at 6 tonight?
Oh, yeah, Tuesdays and Thursdays, baby.
All right. Oh, yeah, because we have Gilbert's ESPN tomorrow night at 6.
That's right.
ESPN.
Yeah, what is happening on Fritz at 6 tonight?
Are you tired of A.J. Brown?
Oh, okay.
He's going to be calling him.
You just want him to call again.
I was going to say, yeah, you're going to keep poking until he does call in.
Yeah. What if they traded him for... all right, we will... Fritz at 6, and then TK is on after that.
Thanks!
It'll be great to listen to. You probably shouldn't go anywhere. We'll be back with you tomorrow, same time, same place. Remember, deodorant is the thief of joy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.